Tasha, gentle one. And so, here we are practicing on the second section of Chapter 3. Sentence structure. The form of the Tibetan sentence is as follows. Subject plus object plus verb. Naga, Alan, Yin. I, Alan, am. I am Alan. De, Gyapla, Yin. This backpack is. This is a backpack. De Shingrita Korlo Yin. This wagon is. This is a wagon. De Spyogma Yin. This shovel is. This is a shovel. Paga Gyapla Yin. That backpack is. That is a backpack. Paga Shingrita Korlo Yin. That wagon is. That is a wagon. Paga Spyagma Yin. That shovel is. That is a shovel. I got these words from our Tibetan language dictionary. Denso Gyapla Re. Those backpacks are. Those are backpacks. Denso Shingrita Korlo Re. Those wagons are. Those are wagons. Dunso Spyagma Re. Those shovels are. Those are shovels. There is no article to denote say backpack. It is implied. If you want to specify one of something, for instance, one backpack, use the word for one, which is cheek. Gyapla cheek page du. One backpack is there. Pronouns. I'll just read these as in last week, and we'll make sentences with them on another week. I, Naga, you, Kerong, he or she, Kong, we, Nagatso, you, plural, Kerongso, they, Kongso. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjonango.